Maryland's news now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
251. It's estimated that 40% of Maryland's private sector workers do not have paid sick leave. And sometimes they risk their jobs to take unpaid time off. Now, three groups that advocate for workers are pushing for the state to mandate sick leave. Some business owners say you do that and you'll really slow hiring and job growth. Joining us with more is Baltimore Sun's business reporter, Jamie Smith Hopkins. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You know, this is one of those issues where you can kind of see both sides.
Yeah, it's tricky because certainly, anybody who's been sick and has paid sick leave appreciates that they can stay home to get better. But you can also see for especially a small business that might feel that it can't afford to do that, why they would be concerned about being mandated to do so.
Let's talk about who's pushing for it and why now.
There are three Baltimore groups, the Job Opportunities Task Force and two others that have formed a new Working Matters Coalition. I think this is important. They've heard concerns from workers who don't have access to paid sick leave, and they think this would be an important benefit for workers and one that would not be as costly to businesses as businesses might think.
And you point out that one of the opponents, at least one of the vocal opponents, is the National Restaurant Association. I guess because a lot of their workers do not have this.
That's correct. They believe it would not be a good thing to be mandating it.
Yeah, they do raise an interesting point, and I guess it sounds like there might be some wiggle room in their argument. They're worried about a one-size-fits-all type of requirement.
Right, and there are a few places in the U.S. at this point that have laws that are requiring it, and these tend to be ones that aren't one-size-fits-all in the sense that there are different requirements for different size employers.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You mentioned Seattle, and I think San Francisco is another one you brought up.
Right, exactly. San Francisco's law is the oldest. That ranges from 5 to 9 days, depending on the size of the employer, and it covers all employers. Seattle's law ranges from 5 to 9 days, but it exempts businesses with fewer than 5 employees.
And both of these are cities, obviously, not states.
Right. The only state that has it is Connecticut.
Okay. And so there's probably other stipulations there as well.
Right. So there are a variety of cities and states where activists are trying to get a paid leave law on the books. And so Maryland now joins that group.
Do you think that this group may start trying with other smaller jurisdictions first, try it by city, by county?
They're looking to try it statewide, and so they're going
for the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, and so their hope is to get legislation going with the General Assembly starting, when the session starts in January.
And we were talking about this amongst each other here. It's funny, when you do have paid sick leave, I think sometimes until you hear a story about this, you do take it a little bit for granted.
Right, there's sort of assumption that, well, doesn't everybody have it? But there's quite a few who don't, and since it tends to go hand in hand with lower paid jobs, it's easy if you don't have a lower paid job and you don't know people who have a lower paid job just to assume that everybody has it.
And then we were talking about the only federal law apparently in place is the Family Leave Act.
Right, and that is,
and that just really ensures your job.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But there have been some efforts to have federal legislation. So then there would be, if there's a rule, it would be the same across the nation. But that has yet to go anywhere.
Jamie, do you see this issue coming up in the next legislative session at all?
That's certainly the group's hope, and so we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, thank you. The Baltimore Sun's business reporter Jamie Smith Hopkins talking about the push to get all Maryland workers covered by paid sick leave. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.